The Canterbury Tales, Disc 7.
Willem, there was dwelling in my country an archdeacon, a man of high degree, that boldly did execution in punishing of fornication, of witchcraft, and eke of bawdry, of defamation and of outrage, of church reeves and of testaments, of contracts and of lack of sacraments, of usury and of simony also. But certes lechers did he greatest woe. They should singen, if that they were hent. And small tithers were in foul ishent, if any person would upon them plain. There might astert him no pecunial pain. For small tithes and small offering he made the people piteously to sing. For ere the bishop caught them with his hook, they were in the archdeacon's book, and then had he, through his jurisdiction, power to do on them correction. He had a summoner ready to his hand. A slyer boy was none in England. For subtly he had his espial, that taught him where that it might him avail. He could spare of lechers one or two, to teaching him to 24 more. For though this summoner would wear as a hare, to tell his harlotry I will not spare, for we be out of his correction. They have of us no jurisdiction, nay, never shall have term of all their lives. "Peter, so be the women of the Stives," quod this summoner, "he put out of our cure." "Peace with mischance and with misaventure," thus said our host, "and let him tell his tale. Now telleth forth, though that the summoner gale, ne spareth not mine own master dear." "This false thief, this summoner," quod the freer, "had always bawds ready to his hand, as any hawk to lure in England, that told him all the secrets that they knew, for their acquaintance was not come of new, they were in his approver's privily. He took himself a great profit thereby. His master knew not always what he won. Without in mandament, a lured man, he could summon on pain of Christ's curse. And they were glad for to fill his purse, and making him great feasts at the nail. And right as Judas had purses small and was a thief, right such a thief was he. His master had but half his duty. He was, if I shall give in him his lord, a thief, and eke a summoner, and a bawd. He had eke wenches at his retinue, that whether that Sir Robert or Sir Hugh, or Jack or Ralph, or whoso that it were that lay by them, they told it in his ear. Thus was the wench and he of one assent. And he would fetch a feigned mandament, and summon them to chapter both two, and pill the man, and let the wench go. Then would he say, 'Friend, I shall for thy sake do strike thee out of our letters black. Thee thar no more as in this case travail. I am thy friend where I thee may avail.' Certain he knew of briberies more than possible is to tell in years two. For in this world, this dog for the bow that can a hurt deer from a hole know, bet than this summoner knew a sly lecher, or an avouter, or a paramour. And for that was the fruit of all his rent, therefore on it he set all his intent.